Welcome, everybody, to our first podcast of the Unplugged series. I am very excited to be with you today, and I have two very special guests that are going to help me to kick this off with the theme for our first week, which is We're Not Okay, and That Is Okay. And my guests are Angie Smith, who is a teaching associate professor in the Counseling and Counselor Education Department, and Kim Allen, who is an associate professor in the Youth, Family, and Community Sciences program. Both of them are my colleagues at NC State, and I really value their opinion. So I wanted to ask them a little bit about how they're doing and how do we keep going through the stuff that we have to navigate now that the pandemic situation has changed a little bit. So I'm going to start with Angie. And Angie, my first question for you is this. Is there value in acknowledging that we're not okay?
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much, Maria, for taking the time to create this Unplugged series and also inviting us to participate in this extremely important topic. I do think that it's an extremely important topic for us to continue to focus on, not just for a day, but really as long as we need to. And so this topic is one, I think, as we're continuing to navigate such challenging times, that we're focusing on the fact that some days we're going to not be okay. Some days we're going to have to acknowledge that and say, you know what, today is a tough day. And giving ourselves grace and permission to be able to give ourselves that opportunity to pause if we need to, and for maybe as long as we want. And I know there's some privilege in that statement too. So, you know, I know that sometimes it's challenging to, you know, to pause, but really thinking about, you know, what our needs are and how we can support each other in that, and know that it's okay for me not to be okay today, and for you both too in this space, that maybe you're not okay and that I'm here for you in that as well.
Thank you, Angie. And Kim, based on your expertise with youth and family, I think that maybe you could help us talk a little bit about how do we take care of ourselves and our families in this environment? What if I'm okay, but one of my family members is not okay?
Gosh, Maria, I'm so glad that you asked that question. First, I'm glad that you invited me to be here with two of my favorite people. So thank you for that. And I think we all have that lived experience that if something's not right with, especially with one of our children, but even, you know, a member of our family, it really does impact how well we are doing at work. So I think the things that we need to think about is, you know, Angie talked about giving grace. We need to give ourselves grace. We need to give ourselves permission to be, you know, we're all juggling so much. We're still getting used to a new normal, and we're not sure what that normal will look like as we begin to come back. And our children and our family members are going through the same kind of uncertainty. So the more grace we can give, the more flexibility we can have, the more we can focus on the positives, I think. And just to be genuine and real, like sometimes it's not okay, and to not put on those false pretenses helps. And just letting our kids know that it's okay, letting our family members know we support you and we will get through this. We'll get through this. We'll support each other through it, even if it's a little difficult right now.
That's right. Sharing and talking to others, right? As part of 100%. our family environment. And Any advice, either one of you, for anybody who may be struggling right now, who may not be okay right now? Are there any resources out there that you have used that you would recommend to others?
Yeah, well, that could be a whole Unplugged series in and of itself. But no, absolutely. I think first, Maria, I really appreciate you asking that question because of the fact that awareness and recognizing that, you know what, something is not right here. And, you know, maybe it's time to figure out, you know, how I can support myself, my family, a loved one who may need additional support. And so there are resources. There are a lot of resources available. And I think even more so perhaps now than ever before, because we do have technology that can help us to even connect to resources that perhaps otherwise may have limited our access to being able to travel or being able to actually seek services from a clinical mental health provider. That at this point, you can actually log on. I know we all love Zoom or log on to a lot of different, there's many that are HIPAA compliant, by the way, not just Zoom, but a lot of different services that offer confidential opportunities to be able to talk to a provider among even just, you know, our state, even if it's not even local, that you can connect with within our state around many topics. And so I definitely would, if there are students that are listening to this, I would definitely encourage them to seek out services through North Carolina State University Counseling Center. And if you're a faculty and you have a student that maybe is struggling, I would encourage you to definitely take a look at that resource that's right here on campus, as well as the CARES area too. And that's a whole other link that I guess we could provide at another time if you're noticing that a student is struggling and has some needs. And then I would say for you as the faculty, there are so many different resources within our community that you can connect with. Some of which are through maybe the EAP program that are through the faculty benefits that are there for you and finding a provider that really, really fits. I would say I probably, you know, as a counselor, I have to always say this is that it's like any other provider. If you go and it's the first time you go and you're just like, I don't necessarily feel the relationship here, don't give up. I really encourage you to keep trying to find someone, like any relationship, you know, like even in a marriage, you don't necessarily say, well, I'm going to go and, you know, find my partner. And then that's a great partner. you might have to try a few, right? So don't give up if you don't find that perfect fit that you may have that connection with immediately when you're looking for services across the state or our community.
Kim, what do you think? Any resources that you would like to share with our faculty and graduate students and staff?
Yeah, I'll just piggyback a little bit on what Angie said is that I actually utilized the EAP opportunity this year and have found exactly what you said, Angie. I found a provider who I'm able to just call right from my computer, and we're able to talk about some of the struggles that have been happening. And I think it's not, I mean, that's like for mental health counseling very specifically, but I know there are a number of other programs that are out there. For example, you know, the Cooperative Extension Program has put on, there's like a Friday webinar every week. I can get you the link to that, Maria, but it's really about balancing life during COVID, and they do everything from mental health to, you know, just sort of getting kids ready to go back to school to, you know, all everything in between. So I know there are just a number of additional resources that many of us are talking about this, like, how do we balance all this? How do we get through this constant change that we're having? So definitely I'll be happy to share some of the Cooperative Extension resources as well.
Thank you so much. And we will share those links with everybody so that they have that information, both to the programs and the Cooperative Extension webinars and other resources across campus. I have to say, I've been really impressed with the response of all our campus units to the circumstances that we're having and the diversity of the programs that are being offered and the different kinds of things that you can access. I will share that last year I was having a particularly hard time, and I found a program through the libraries, which was called Pet Therapy. And I don't know if they offered that still, but you would not believe that Pet Therapy over Zoom could possibly work, but it was amazing. I mean, it was a great way to kind of clear your mind and not think about, you know, difficult stuff and just kind of disconnect and hear about all the wonderful pets that the library staff we're able to bring to the session. So maybe we will contact our friends in the library, see if they can offer one more of those.
But, that's amazing, Maria. I love that resource. I wasn't aware of that. Thanks for sharing.
I will make sure to find out if they're going to offer any more of those opportunities, and I'll share the link when we put out this podcast. So I just want to thank you both so much for your time and for your participation in the series. And if there's any parting words that you have for us, we would love to hear them.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Maria. I am so grateful that you're taking the time to focus on this topic that I think is going to be one that we're going to continue to focus on for a very long time, which we, if we haven't, we need to. So I really am excited to see that I think that the department, that our university and our institution is focusing on mental health and the importance of our own wellness as we continue to navigate these times that we're all trying to figure out together. So thank you so much for that. And also my esteemed colleague as well, Kim, it's always nice to be in the same space with you both too. So
it makes my day to be here with you. And I would say that's sort of my parting words is just find your people that make you as happy as I feel when I'm with Maria and Angie. I think here at NC State, we have so many amazing people and not super easy to keep that connection during COVID. So finding your support, finding your group and connecting with them, that would be my recommendation.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.